This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. You can do almost anything you want to do in New York City, and nowhere is the full panoply of human expression more evident than on the subway. Singing, screaming, kissing, flossing, it's all on display there. But subway officials are trying to get riders to be a bit more circumspect, or at least just stay in their seats. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has proposed fining riders who walk between subway cars. Well, riders are not taking that idea sitting down. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
Why do subway riders walk through the trains? Sometimes it's just about making a buck. There's the woman selling batteries, the kid selling candy, and the doo-wop trio Acapella Soul. It's easy to work the train. You get on and back, keep walking forward through the connecting doors, and hope you'll find enough riders willing to pay for the entertainment, or whatever. A lot of people who walk the trains think the Transit Authority is just looking for extra cash by proposing to fine them $75.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. I'm a volunteer for a publication called Big News.
That's Eddie Starks. He says he used to be homeless, and he's now selling newspapers. Eddie's rule is never walk between cars while the train is moving.
For me, being a native New Yorker, it's all right. It's not a problem. I don't feel like I'm a fall or none of that. There's rails, there's handrails to hold on to as you're passing through. I've never even heard of anybody falling through the cars, have you?
The Transit Authority says 13 people have been killed while walking between subway cars in the past decade, and more than 100 others were injured. But the authority postponed voting on the new rules over concerns about their enforcement. Would police target panhandlers or riders who are just in a rush?
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
As the 6 train rumbles up Lexington Avenue, a young man carrying a bouquet of flowers enters from the back of the car.
Like, I'm running late and my exit's all the way on the other end.
His name is Fernando Feliciano, and he's in a hurry to meet his fiancée, so he wants to be in the right car. For others, though, it's not about impatience. Megan Horan and her friend Gala Mukamolova say sometimes you've just got to get to another car.
Like, I've been in cars with people smoking, and I, like, that sucks. I've wanted to move to another car. You shouldn't be fined for that.
It's crowded, right?
Or when it just smells that way. On the Broadway local, a disheveled man is slumped over a shopping cart filled with garbage bags. 21-year-old Rafael Leva and his buddy have just gotten on board. They size up the situation quickly and walk to the next car.
Because in the other train, it stinks. There was like a bum, and it really stinked, and I wanted a comfortable seat.
Of course, riders can simply follow the Transit Authority's advice and get out when the train stops, using the platform to safely walk to another car. But Leva says that's not what this city's about.
Basically, we're in New York City. There's like 7.5 million people or to 10 million people in this little chunk of island. Sometimes if you get off the train, you lose your chance because you want to try to go to another train. It's too full. You can't go in. And I've seen people like fighting for it. So it's a jungle.
A jungle that's always moving, even underground. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.